Let's dive into today's crypto market overview. As of just before 6 a.m. UTC, on October 31, 2024, the total market cap of the crypto world is at $2.54 trillion. That's a drop of 1.8% from yesterday. Also, the total trading volume has fallen to $111.57 billion, which is down by 18.6% from the day before, all according to SosoValue. The next news is about the latest crypto prices from SosoValue. Bitcoin BTC is currently priced at $72,282, showing a slight decrease of 0.195% from yesterday. Its market cap stands at $1.43 trillion, which is 56.3% of the total crypto market cap. BTC's trading volume over the last 24 hours was $42.51 billion, accounting for 38.1% of the total trading volume. Moving on to Ethereum E, it's priced at $2,650, down just 0.0272% from yesterday. ETH's market cap is $309.08 billion, making up 12.6% of the total market cap. Its 24-hour trading volume is $22.2 billion, which is 19.7% of the total trading volume. Together, BTC and ETH make up 68.9% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes represent 57.8% of the total market trading volume. The next news is about the top 5 token gainers of the day. According to SosoValue, as of 5:50 UTC 0, here's the rundown. QuantStamp leads the pack with a market cap of $2.58 million and a coin price of $0.03610, soaring by 103% in the last 24 hours. Kavalend follows with a market cap of $23.99 million and a coin price of $0.1780, up by 55.1%. Dino LFG takes the third spot with a market cap of $3.21 million and a coin price of $0.10254, increasing by 49.6%. Instadap is fourth with a market cap of $154.05 million and a coin price of $1.86, rising by 38.4%. Lastly, Pit rounds out the top five with a market cap of $6.62 million and a coin price of $0.03060, with a 37.2% increase. The next news is about the crypto market sector performance. According to SosoValue, out of 16 sectors, only 2 are up, while 14 are down. The GameFi, AI, and NFT sectors have seen significant drops. The GameFi sector is down by 2.55%, with virtual CGG and GOL falling by 11.8%, 0.5%, and 8.99% respectively. The AI sector dropped by 2.93%, led by declines in virtual, ArcM, and Lai, which fell by 11.8%, 6.25%, and 5.11% respectively. Lastly, the NFT sector is down by 3.1%, with Epic, PSL, and Opal experiencing declines of 13.6%, 11.7%, and 10.3% respectively. Let's dive into today's crypto news that you should keep an eye on, courtesy of SosoValue. According to SosoValue, as of October 30th, Bitcoin Spot ETF saw a total net inflow of $893.21 million. Yesterday, Grayscale's ETF GBTC had no change, maintaining a total historical net outflow of $20.13 billion. Meanwhile, Grayscale Bitcoin Mini Trust ETF BTC enjoyed a net inflow of $7.96 million, bringing its total to $488.56 million. The top performer was BlackRock's ETF IBIT, with a massive daily net inflow of $872.4 million, pushing its total to $25.82 billion. Following that, Fidelity's ETF FBTC had a daily net inflow of $12.57 million, reaching a total of $10.57 billion. Currently, the total net asset value of Bitcoin spot ETFs is $72.46 billion, with the ETF net asset ratio at 5.3% and the historical cumulative net inflow at $24.17 billion. The next news is Michael Saylor's company, MicroStrategy, is planning to raise a whopping $42 billion over the next 3 years. Why? They want to buy more Bitcoin. The next news is Kraken, ranking sixth in the world by trading volume, just cut some of its workforce. The goal? To strip back layers and speed things up. They've also brought on Arjun Sethi as co-CEO, who will work with the existing CEO, David Ripley, to push for rapid growth. This is part of a bigger trend where crypto companies are trimming down to stay agile. The next news is, over in New York, a federal court judge decided not to send Nishad Singh, the ex-chief engineer of FTX, to jail. Singh played a big part in helping the authorities nail down SBF, the founder of FTX, who ended up with a 25-year sentence. Singh, who was pretty shaken up about the whole FTX crash saga, said it was the toughest time of his life. His light sentence is the most lenient one handed down to any of the former FTX big shots so far. His defense team worked hard to show that he wasn't really in on the main conspiracy. Singh was crucial in explaining to the government how the FTX system was misusing customer funds, and he also spilled the beans on SBF's sketchy transactions with the stolen money. The next news is Robinhood's crypto trading game is strong. In the third quarter, their trading volumes shot up to $4.4 billion. That's more than double what they did last year. The next news is, the U.S. Treasury's latest report has shed some light on how stablecoins are shaking things up in the financial market. It turns out, the rise of stablecoins has boosted the demand for short-dated treasuries big time. Tether, the big dog behind the largest stablecoin USDT, has thrown a whopping $81 billion into T-bills. Overall, about $120 billion of stablecoin money has been parked in treasuries. The report doesn't just talk numbers, though. It also dives into how stablecoins are making waves in digital asset transactions and the kind of regulatory headaches they might bring along. The next news is, Canary Capital is stepping up, having just filed for a Solana-based exchange-traded fund. They're aiming to get the green light from U.S. regulators. This fund is all about giving investors a taste of Solana's price action, as it'll track the price of Solana SOL, held by the trust. Fun fact, Stephen McClurg, the brain behind Canary Capital, also kickstarted Valkyrie Funds, known for its spot crypto ETFs. Not to be left out, VanEck threw their hat in the ring with a similar Solana ETF filing back in June. The next news is, Reddit has cashed out most of its crypto stash, including Bitcoin and Ethereum, which it previously held as financial reserves. According to documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, this big sell-off happened before September 30. Reddit mentioned that the cryptocurrencies they sold and the profits made were both pretty insignificant, though they didn't disclose the exact amount sold. The next news is, a whale just moved 92,751 SOL over to Binance about 5 hours ago, which is roughly worth $1,634 million. They pocketed around $330 million in profit. Earlier in May, this same whale pulled out 89,487 SOL from Binance, valued at about $13.4 million at that time, with each SOL costing about $146. They staked these through various accounts, and a month ago, redeemed and shifted them to a different address. The next news is, Coinbase just dropped their third quarter earnings report on Wednesday, and it looks like they didn't hit the mark this time. They pulled in $1.21 billion in revenue, which is up 79% from last year, but down 17% from the previous quarter, missing the analyst's forecast of $1.26 billion. On the brighter side, their net profit was $75.46 million, a big turnaround from a net loss of $2.27 million last year. Plus, they're kicking off a stock buyback plan worth up to $1 billion. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found it helpful. Don't forget to check out sosovalue.com, your go-to financial research hub for all things crypto, to keep up with the latest market trends and essential info. Until next time, take care.